Pirate Chain, where do you see Pirate Chain in its positioning, and you know, after everything you explained regarding Monero, what role do you see Pirate Chain playing?
I am extremely bullish on Pirate Chain, and the reason for that is I think the fact that Pirate Chain uses fundamentally different privacy technology, that it uses ZK Snarks, is enormous, right? So Monero, its technology is amazing, but the privacy community, by its very nature, needs diversity. It need, you know, and I know there's a lot of calls for diversity. I'm not calling for that kind of diversity, but I'm calling for diversity in technology and diversity in protocol. As far as we can tell, there's really only two options out there, right? There's Monero's privacy technology, which uses RingCT. And other elements as well. And then there's Pirate Chain, which is ZK Snarks, with mandatorily private, as opposed to, say, you know, in Zcash, which doesn't really work, as we know. And I think that there's a massive place for having an alternative technology, because we know that privacy is always going to be evolving and come under attack. And you need that. I think I call it redundancy in the system. When you're building any kind of a technical system, you always want to have redundancy, a backup plan, that if the power goes out, you've got a generator that keeps you going, right? Same thing applies to the privacy coin community. And I think that having a viable backup, if you will, is enormously valuable. Now, that's sort of underselling it, I think, because honestly, I think Pirate has the ability not just to be a backup, but to be the lead. It's from a privacy perspective itself, you can argue that it's actually superior to Monero. I know that's a bit controversial for some people. Some Monero maximalists, I get that. But there's a really strong argument to be made in that regard. So I think
were Monero maximalist, right? For a long time,
I absolutely was. And I thought there was only room for one, but it was realizing just how important redundancy is in this system, especially realizing how it's going to always be under attack, right? Whether it's a function of just hackers trying to figure out new ways around it, to break the code, which we don't think is possible, but you never know. There's always exploits that are possible, or it could be a different kind of attack. It could be a human behavioral attack, or affecting the network, or reducing confidence in the network. You know, we all see the trials and travails of Fluffy Pony right now being presumably targeted. You know, for very questionable allegations. Let's say that, you know, we all suspect is really driven by an attack on Monero, right? And his association with Monero is kind of what we think is the most likely scenario. There's all sorts of ways that projects could be compromised. And I think the value of having a really powerful alternative, I think, is enormous. So the fact that Pirate Chain is trading at, you know, such a small fraction of Monero's market cap, to me, that's just wrong. And I've been adding to my own bags. I think bear markets are where you want to do that. In a bull market is where I would see Pirate Chain really showing itself and actually stepping back up to kind of the levels that it had been at the previous size. And forget nominal dollar prices, just think in terms of relative to Monero. It traded as high as about sort of 15 to 20% of Monero's market cap. And I think, I don't have it in front of me, but I think we're at like less than 5% now, which is nothing. It's absolutely nothing. So to me, you know, Pirate Chain is not going anywhere. And as Monero grows, as the awareness of privacy coins grows, I think that we are going to enter a new bull market. It's not a question of if, but when. And when that happens, I think we're going to see massive outperformance in Parachain.